Today wasn't a great day on Wall Street. The Dow lost 130 points, the Nasdaq 48, the S&P down 17. But overall, 2013 has been a pretty good year on Wall Street with straight weeks of gains.
And joining us to talk more about it, Jill Schlesinger, editor-at-large for CBSMoneyWatch.com. Good to have you back, Jill.
Great to be with you.
So why do you think the market has fared so well so far this year?
You know, we've talked about this, but a lot of the negatives are just absent right now. I mean, we've been talking about Europe for 2 years. I don't think I've said Europe till, just the second, the whole year. So, you know, we're not seeing Europe on the precipice of disaster. China seemed to navigate its property boom and bust pretty well. They're growing again. Japan has this new government. They're really psyched about trying to, get the economy moving again. So those things internationally are very good. Here in the U.S., you know, we didn't have the debt ceiling blow up. We also are seeing a housing market that's recovering. And, you know, most importantly, the economy is good, not great. And that means that the Federal Reserve will continue to pump money into the system with these $85 billion a month of bond purchases. Put it all together, those are very good conditions for stocks.
Let me take this down to the street for a second, because I have a friend that's a small business owner, and she's really worried to make any big moves and invest in her business in a big way.
Yeah, that's a big problem, as a matter of fact, because I think that large businesses are more willing to make the investment because they see a bigger picture, and internationally they are seeing things improve. Now, the small business person has definitely been a little bit skittish. And by the way, of course the small business person has been skittish. You've gotten you've been burned for the last 5 years. Every time the market makes a move up, or even it seems like the economy's improving, something comes and creeps along and sort of snatches it all away for you. So here's what we need to see for the economy to really get to the next place. I think our big tell is going to be when the country is creating more like 200 or 225,000 jobs a month. That's when you know that there will be broad-based hiring where there's much improved confidence. Until that time, I think that, you know, if I was a small business owner once, I wouldn't go out on a limb right now, because unless I knew that my business specifically had tons of demand. And I just don't see tons of businesses out there that have that.
Okay, very interesting. Talk to you soon. Thanks, Jill.
Take care.
Jill Schlesinger, editor-at-large at CBSMoneyWatch.com.